Well, here's how that happened. You know, when the event took place, the FBI, you know, the American Investigative Services, immediately went down there. And together with the Guyanese authorities, the place had to be, you know, cleaned up, obviously, of the bodies and so forth. And after that happened, the, you know, whatever else was of interest. And it was quickly apparent that Jim Jones thought of himself as a historic figure, and that he, when he would ascend to his throne for their nightly sessions in the jungle, a tape recorder would be turned on underneath, and his nightly rantings would be recorded. So what happened with the FBI was they saw this vast archive of recorded material and just simply threw all that, all those tapes into a body bag and brought it back to Washington and immediately classified it, meaning that there would be no access of the public to this material. I learned very quickly that these tapes existed, and just as a literary matter, it was, you know, I felt I absolutely had to have those tapes if I was going to tell a comprehensive story of what happened in the jungle. And so in some frustration, I, you know, made what's called a Freedom of Information request to the FBI to release the tapes to me. That went nowhere. But ultimately, just in a kind of a Washington story, I ran into a lawyer who was President Carter's lawyer at a party and expressed my frustration. And he said, I will make it possible for you to talk to the Attorney General for 5 minutes at a party in a couple of weeks. The Attorney General being the one over the FBI and American government. So I had that 5 minutes, and I must have been persuasive because the Attorney General released all that material to me immediately. That was then followed with a long period in which I would go into the FBI and I would listen to individual tapes and identify for myself which tapes were important to the to telling the story. After I... You know, that's probably fast forward about to 2 years in writing the book. At the end of that whole process, I was listening to one of those tapes, and Jones was really tormenting one of his followers who was clearly drugged up and really kind of psychologically torturing this boy. And I thought to myself, you know, I can write the words of what this is in prose form, but where the real power of it is in the ears, in the auditory reception of hearing this this torture. And it immediately occurred to me that this was something for radio. And so I trundled over to the National Public Radio. I knew the president there. Frank Mankiewicz was his name. I had actually worked with him on a book about 6 years previous to that. He was, you know, tremendously excited about taking all these tape recorders and boiling them down into a 90-minute radio documentary. So that's the long version of how that that took place.
So the idea at first was to write the book and then discovering the material and the qualities of the material, you thought about the radio piece.
Yes, well, it's just, I mean, there are certain stories that happen in life that are most powerful in different forms. And it was, I think, my inspiration at the end of writing the book that the most powerful presentation of this material was through the ears so that the listener could imagine what that whole experience was in the jungle.